sports. Got to turn my microphone on. Sports.
Is mine on?
You're on. You on, James?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello.
Right. Sports is brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply on this cloudy Thursday morning, 26th day of March. How about the weather yesterday? 78, new record high.
Wow. It's another one this month.
Yeah. Another one. We got like five or six this month.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit. On the date book today, Wyoming history. It was on this date in 1891, an opium raid took place in Newcastle.
Wow, really?
Yeah. 1891. Long time
Interesting.
Ago. Interesting. I know. Yeah. On this date, Robert Frost was born, American poet, in 1874.
What's his
The Road
work?
Less Traveled.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Road Not Taken, isn't it?
Maybe. That's the sequel.
Trivia, which one is it out there in Radio Land?
That was Road Not Taken.
Road Less Traveled, Not Taken.
Mending Wall.
Huh?
Mending Wall as well.
He wrote. I don't know that one.
Yeah, American poet.
The Road Not Taken.
Okay. You were right, Bob.
Why do you say that?
Mine is less traveled.
Less traveled, not taken, close
They're
enough.
They're pretty different.
He also wrote Fire and Ice.
I was just trying to help you out.
Yeah.
I was trying to help you.
I lost.
1876. German engineer. Now, how's this for a first name? Othmar Ammann.
That's his first name?
Yeah. Very German.
Othmar Ammann.
Very German. Othmar Ammann. He was the engineer for the Lincoln Tunnel.
Wow.
And the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow. And they weren't named after him.
No.
Othmar. Yeah, Othmar Bridge.
You're taking the Othmar Bridge today?
Yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Could have worked.
Nice job, Othmar. Well, there's a name for you.
Lincoln Tunnel.
Is he still alive? Lincoln.
No.
Oh.
He was born on this day in 1876.
Okay. Mm. Definitely.
Well, he could have been. No.
No, definitely not.
Wow.
That would be, that'd be all
world's
time.
Oldest man.
Besides the
By
engineer.
By far, yeah.
He'd be the world's oldest man. 1880, food expert and manufacturer, Duncan Hines.
Made ketchup.
Cake.
Bakery products.
Oh.
Yes. Cake mix.
Really?
Duncan Hines.
I'm thinking Hines. Yeah, H-E-I-N-Z, I guess.
Yeah.
H-I-N-Z.
I'm thinking H-I-N-E-S.
Yes.
Oh.
Duncan's last name is H-I-N-E-S. Bakery products.
Okay.
Doesn't say anything about ketchup.
Two different people.
Different Hineses.
Different Hines. But 1887, he was born. And 1907, businesswoman Marie Callender.
Restaurant. Wow, 1907.
Yeah, you can see some of her frozen food in
all over the place.
That was in 1907. She was born. Actually, she passed away in 1995.
Hmm.
So
you can trip and fall into a Marie Callender.
I know, right?
Everywhere.
And they have, besides the frozen foods and such, they have some pretty good dessert too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Diana Ross is 82 today.
Oh, she's amazing.
I know. Steven Tyler. Aerosmith fame. How old do you think Steven is?
76.
78.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want me to tell you my Steven Tyler story?
I have one too.
Sure.
You guys
have Steven Tyler stories? Okay.
Yeah, I was in Atlanta at a broadcaster's convention, and Steven Tyler gave a little speech during the conference. So afterwards, it was not too long afterwards, I'm standing there. I was outside waiting for a cab. You know, there's a million people leaving, blah, blah, blah. And I'm waiting for a cab. And all of a sudden, he walks up right next to me. And I look over and I go, oh, hey. And he goes, hey, waiting for a ride? And I go, I said.
You said I don't have any spare change?
That would have been funny.
I said, yeah, I know. I said, yeah, you. And he goes, I'm just waiting for my driver. He goes, my ride's probably going to be nicer than your ride. And I go, well, I can drive it. I can jump in your ride if you want.
You mind sharing?
He goes, thanks, man. That's all he said.
Was he wearing a scarf?
That's his thing.
Yes,
he did. And he asked me where I was from. Where are you from? And I go, Wyoming. He goes, cool state. Been there a couple times. I said, all right. Hadn't been here.
Cool.
He'd been to Casper.
He'd been to Casper and he'd been to Cheyenne, but not. Okay, you're.
No, mine's just really quick. When he was in Casper in the late 80s, Trevor and another sports guy that was training under Trevor here. And I went to his concert in Casper.
That must have been Bob Watts.
And it was Skid Row was this opening act.
Oh.
Billy, I think his name was.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we had to work the next day too. And wow. So it was a rough
day
after that.
When was
that's it. It's nothing like yours.
I couldn't go.
We were young.
That's true. I don't think I could go to a concert in Casper like last night and come in there and work the next day.
Yeah, I mean, it was early morning for those
two. So you went to a Steven Tyler concert.
Well, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, yeah. Right.
Cool. So, yeah, that was
that's
my...
That's the extent of mine.
Yeah, that was
it. Was
it.
Just a Trevor it was, memory.
Extent of mine was his ride was much nicer than mine.
He left you on the
but
side.
But if you'd only said, sorry, man, I don't have any spirits.
I could jump in with you, and he's like, He was like, okay.
He says, he said, dream on, and then winked at James.
Dream on, James.
And then winked at you and left.
Yeah, right. he was pretty cool, though. Singer, actor, Vicki Lawrence. Remember the Carol Burnett show?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. 77. Martin Short, funny man.
Mm-hmm.
76. And Jennifer Grey. Where was she from?
Don't Put Baby in the Corner.
I don't know.
Really?
No, I mean,
I've never even heard of that.
Dirty Dancing.
There you go. Okay.
That's what he says at the end. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, okay.
The line from the movie?
The very end. Right before the dance scene. The main dance scene.
I must have fell asleep at that section.
The climax of the movie, that. Bob's passed out.
probably. Doesn't take much.
Bob's like, this isn't for me.
Maybe just rewatch the ending.
Yeah,
exactly. 1804, the Louisiana Purchase is divided into territory of Orleans and the District of Louisiana on the state. 1845, a patent is awarded for adhesive medicated plaster, a precursor of the Band-Aid. Doesn't say who, though.
Plaster.
I know.
Cool.
Medicated plaster. Mm. 1885, Eastman Film Company manufactures the first motion picture film. Mm. 1892, poet Walt Whitman dies in Camden, New Jersey. 1937, spinach growers of Crystal City, Texas erect a 6-foot-tall concrete statue of Popeye.
Mm.
I love it. 1937.
Cool.
Wow.
Forearms and everything.
Yeah. 1950, South Dakota's 24-hour snowfall record set a 38 inches.
Is that the big April storm that came this way? I mean,
no, this was 1950.
Oh, and that one was in the 40s or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Mid 40s ish.
3 feet of snow.
Yeah,
wow.
For South Dakota, that's a lot.
That is. 1953, Dr. Jonas Salk announced the new vaccine against polio.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when we all stood in line, Julie, and took our sugar cubes. Remember that?
No.
I used to do that. Okay.
Maybe, I was in Oregon. Washington at that time.
I had to take sugar cubes, and then we used to have this shot, and it was like a shot that they put on the outside of your arm.
Yeah, everybody had a scar.
It was like a gun, man, and they'd shoot that stuff right through your skin. It was like, wow.
I got no frame of reference.
Everybody had like a round scar.
You're going to start telling me about the milkman stories too. Like, I'll buy my milk at the store.
Yeah.
The milkman was around in Colorado in the 90s.
That's one of the...
Bond Home Delivery used to be around here, and that wasn't... Oh, it was several years ago. Jim and...
Yeah.
And Jim Bond, and he used to deliver milk. I loved it. I was on his route.
I mean, that would be a... Can you imagine that today? That'd be a dream.
There's nothing like milk and glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing with, I mean, everything.
I mean, you can
in
get that at Freedom
better.
Foods now.
Yeah. Everything in a glass.
Yeah, versus.
Soda.
I know.
Juice. I mean, you name it. It's all better in a glass.
I know. Unfortunately, you hate to throw away tons and tons of glass.
Except
aluminum. It doesn't pollute.
Yeah.
Just hangs around for a million years.
Yeah, but it turns into sea glass, which is pretty.
That too. All right. Trivia today. Let's see. We got lots of trivia questions. A single plant in Southeast Asia was cloned. And every time we eat this fruit, we are eating a genetically identical copy of the original.
Cool.
Where was it?
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia. Single plant, Southeast Asia was cloned, and every time
and it reproduces,
we are eating a genetically identical copy of the original. And the fruit is
tomato,
guava, the banana.
Wow,
there's a good book about that.
There's a book about that,
but you got the fruit wrong.
Yeah,
did you read it?
No, I can't remember. I can't remember the name of it. But there's a book I really want to read. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's called like.
Does that have pictures in it?
No. It's like I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to look it up. But there's a great book about an American businessman that basically took over a small island that was known for making bananas. It became a banana kingpin, essentially.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but it's something like that. Banana Republic, or I think is something like that.
Oh. And then there's a clothing line.
That's where the phrase came from, too, I think.
Interesting, James. There's some trivia from James.
There you go, James. Good one. That banana that we eat is the Cavendish banana, by the way.
I didn't know that.
I know. I did not. That's what we try to do. Learn something new every day on the morning
show. But wait, there's a lot of different bananas now.
I don't know, Julie. I just go to the store and buy bananas. Don't look at... But that's what they say.
But I guess they're all hybrid. Okay, never mind.
All right.
We'll get off that banana
tree. You're just treading into the weeds on this one. Treading into the banana belt on this one. What is a Morton's toe?
A Morton's toe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Second toe is longer than the big toe.
Mm. Oh.
That's what you call it. I didn't know it had a name.
I didn't know that either. I know a Morton Joe. That's from Mad Max. The villain in Mad Max.
That was random.
Well, a Morton toe. I mean,
that would have been way off.
Close to the name.
Isn't it weird how things will trigger memories of different things that you think about? That was totally obscure. Mm. I love it. That was good. Okay. What were the names of the agents, the secret agents who worked for Fearless Leader on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show? James is shaking his head.
No idea.
I don't know either.
Boris and Natasha.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Boris and Natasha? Okay. The animal with the largest eye that lives in the water.
Blue whale.
That lives in the water.
16 inches in diameter.
Oh, a giant squid or a squid.
Yeah, those are incredible.
Aren't they?
Probably aliens.
16 inches in diameter.
Big eyes.
Imagine seeing that in the water. No. Whoa, hello.
Recent drone footage reveals sperm whales headbutting each other, capturing behavior long thought to be a basis for tales of the 19th century's ship sinkings like the Moby Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Film near the Azores. The study shows younger whales, not the adult bulls, engaging in headbutting.
So they're playing.
The reason they say it's
one way to play,
but that sounds like a good explanation to me.
Yeah.
Julie. Just playing with each other. And finally this morning, let's see, world's highest waterfall. Where is it? 3,200 feet in height.
I think it's in Africa, isn't it? Like Zambia or something like that?
Angel Falls.
Oh, yeah. Angel Falls.
Venezuela. Yeah. Mix them up. Dang.
3,200 foot.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That'd be something.
All right. James, Julie, have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on The Morning Show. Thanks for listening. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.